Uncle C back in the office, and in this video I'm going to be explaining exactly what is the number one trait, the number one rule that high value men never ever do. And if you abide by this one single golden rule, not only will you have the 1% cheat code that 99% of men never have, but you will actually be stronger, more efficient, with better focus. And not only that, you're going to actually attract the type of women that you want and deserve in your life. But the fact is that this is something that is extremely hard. And the reason why I say most high value men do this is because if you look at what the mass majority of men do to the opposite, it is completely reverse of this. I'm going to be breaking this down in an exact 3-step process. And if you can put all 3 pieces of this puzzle together, not only is your life going to radically change, but you're also going to be coming from a standpoint of rock solid strength and congruence that you have never yet actually accomplished before. Let's dive in. Now, fellas, before we begin, I'd like to quickly announce that I am running a $2 sale, just $2. For my masculine frame offer. Now, what I've done with this is I've taken my highest end course, the Masculinity Blueprint Accelerator, that has enrolled 700 plus members. And what I've done is I've actually taken the direct module from the Masculinity Blueprint that I constantly rave to you guys about and show ridiculous testimonials about. I've sandwiched that in this one-time offer. So for $2, you're going to get that end-to-end training module. And my hopes is that when you see the value in this specific offer, you're going to notice the growth that will come with the other 105 modules in the Masculinity Blueprint. And when you surround yourself with myself, other coaches, and a mentorship of 700 plus members, there is absolutely no way you can fail. Now, in order for me to show you this number one rule that I'm gonna try to cover up with my head in this video so you cannot see it, we have to look at what most men do. Because if you look at what most men are not taking responsibility or accountability for their actions. They're blaming women, or they're blaming society, or they're blaming politics for their shortcomings. Now, this is all going to actually loop together, and I'm going to show you why this actually affects your mindset and your leadership characteristics with how you carry yourself on a date or with a woman. If you look at the first thing men do, men are constantly blaming women. They're blaming women why their woman left them. They're blaming women why women flake. They're blaming women why they play too many games and they can't secure the date or get the woman to invest in them. But if you look at this, like, let's take a look for a second. Who's the dominant versus follower role? Who is the leader in this interaction versus the follower? Well, if you're the man, you are supposed to be leading this interaction the whole time so your woman can feel like she can accompany you. Now, let me tell you something. If this 5'1", 110-pound woman is that big of a monster, if she's that evil, if you're letting this woman put you into that much of an emotional state, let me tell you something, fellas, you have some bigger issues here at hand than just women. Because your mindset and who you're looking at to blame for your own shortcomings is the biggest issue as to why you do not have success with women. Let me tell you something, there is no more honest marketplace, maybe the business marketplace, but in general, there's no more honest marketplace than dating. You're either attractive or you're not. That woman is either attracted to you or she isn't, which means you're either displaying the right types of masculine leadership characteristics or you're not. And if you're not, you better find a rock solid tight game so that way you can cover up all the areas in your attraction so that way you don't run into these issues. No more Tinder hacks. No more Bumble hacks. No more doing what every man does. It is time we put our foot forward and we actually learn what it takes to conquer this thing that we call life. Because in the life of suffering, you better understand that blaming women will not get you very far in the dating game. If you look at most married men, oh, it's that fault. It's my wife's fault. If you look at most men who've been left, oh, doing all this BS. But if you look at what he was doing, why he was typically left is because the masculine traits, the masculine characteristics were not being displayed. When that woman senses weakness, she will leave. And since you are the leader, it's time you assume your authority and just take responsibility for what's actually going on in your life. Every relationship that I've went in that's went south, I've learned something from it. I've done the opposite the next time so I can press forward and never make those same mistakes again. If you look at most men when they blame society, they blame media. The fact is, it is your choice to play the game of the 99%. It is your choice to be on these apps. It is your choice to follow these Insta booty thong back models. It is your choice to follow what everybody else does. And if you want a 1% life, it is time you start actually taking accountability for your own actions. Think about this. When you blame society, who's the driver of the bus? Like, who's the driver? Is it you? Or is it somebody else? And if it's not you, if it's somebody else, you just took a submissive role to your own life. What the f*** is that all about? Think about this for a second. What you got? This is my favorite right now. If you look at what's going on right now, you want to blame politics? You want to blame who's in office for your own shortcomings? Whether that be the responsibility you're able to take? Like, if you look at what's going on, you need to actually start to assume the authority in your own life. Because the opposite of this victim mentality right here is what I'm about to show you. If you have the mindset as a man and you tell yourself, hey, put whoever in office, paint my skin any color you'd like. Paint me black, paint me white, paint me purple, paint me green, right? Deal me any hand that you deem fit. Give me whatever upbringing you want. Good parents, bad parents, give me anything. Put whoever in office, paint my skin whatever color, deal me whatever hand you deem fit. And guess what? I'll still prevail. I will still win. Because my belief system lets me assume the authority in my own life to say, hey, guess what? I'm the driver. Nobody's going to tell me what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to take matters into my own hands. I'm going to upgrade my belief system, upgrade my lifestyle, upgrade my leadership characteristics, upgrade my income, upgrade my body, be stronger than I was before. So that way I do not have to depend on somebody to make the world a safer place for me. I'm just strong enough to go get it myself. Now you understand that this mentality right here is the one thing that most high value men have. And I've not yet told you the one trait that all high value men have, because in order for you to understand this, we have to now cover the right side of this whiteboard. And in this right side of this whiteboard, I need to tell you one thing that has drastically improved my life when it came to dating, when it came to business, and getting close to having my first $1 million year. When it comes to me progressing in the gym and making sure I can stay dedicated, you need to take ownership of your wins as well as ownership of your shortcomings. Because guess what? When you take ownership of your wins, nobody else helped get you there besides you. But if you also take ownership of your shortcomings, you now do not let it define you and you put it at the forefront. You see, if I kept failing with women, I would have told you that. And if I failed in business, I also would have told you that this year, and I would have hopefully told you things I should not have done. But the fact is that since I've just owned these two things and I've said, hey, what comes about in life is going to come when I decide to put myself forward and I am the driver of the bus, not the one taking a backside passenger seat, this is when I'm gonna kick ass. This is when women appreciate that daddy energy. This is when women can't get enough of you. This is when, guess what, your boss is gonna reward you in the marketplace due to the fact that you're stepping up. You're having more authority in your life than you once were before. So you might be asking, what is the number one rule that high value men do? What is the number one trait you need to abide by? Well, guess what, the number one rule is that high value men never blame others. They never blame others ever. They take 100% full-on accountability for everything that happens in their life. Their wins, their shortcomings, no matter what. Because the fact is, if you're listening to naysayers, the truth is that you're accepting that as a status quo and you don't understand that you can just learn to play the game a little bit better than they figured it out once before. If you're listening to men who are bitter, if you're listening to men who have been broken, if you're listening to men who have terrible outlooks because of what happened in their past, you're letting their situation define your potential future. This is not about red pill versus blue pill. This is the kick-ass pill. And if you want to be a 1%er, you must have the strength to do what 99% of men are not willing to do. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button. Comment and subscribe. Pick up that $2 guide because it's only staying on this for 24 hours, and we will see you in the next one.